Okay, let's get into the staycation setup, the part of the show where we catch up cheaters live on your radio. Welcome to the Morning Mess. We got CeCe on the line. So, CeCe, you think that your man is cheating with your dog groomer?
Oh, that's a new one.
Whoa.
Wow, jinx. Enough of you guys. All right, so CeCe, this dog groomer?
Yeah, so 8 months ago, I found this girl, Claire, mm-hmm. on TikTok. She was starting up her own mobile dog grooming company where she, like, goes and she goes to the people to groom the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
She's, like, my age, and she was just starting, and she had really reasonable prices. I was like, all right, bet, I'm going to give this a shot. And then for a few months, it was great. But I think I was, like, pretty much her only client because she was just getting started. But, like, I was trying to be supportive. And so I booked her once a month. Honestly, I feel like we became somewhat, like, friends. But Claire and then my boyfriend, Matthew, they haven't really met. You know, maybe just, like, in passing to say, like, hi or whatever. And I didn't think anything of it. But I think the cheating comes in because last month, my work schedule was too busy for me to schedule Claire to come to my home. And so I asked Matthew if he could go to my place and wait for Claire to, like, finish. And I told him to text me when she was done so I could Venmo her the money. He literally didn't have to do anything, just be there.
Mm-hmm.
And so last week, I saw Claire's name pop up on Matthew's phone. And so I was like, why you have her number? Why is she texting you? And he told me that they exchanged numbers in case he ever needed to reach out to her. But that's bullshit because he would never have to. Like, he doesn't even have a dog. I have a dog. He does not. So I was like, okay, let me see your text.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then he wouldn't give me the phone. He was like, you're jumping to conclusions. And he said he was offended because I wasn't trusting him. But my thing is, if there's nothing going on, show me your text messages.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that hard.
Right. Just show me the thread. I could look at it and I could see, oh, okay, you've only texted twice talking about my dog and if I'm going to schedule another appointment. But he didn't do that.
I know JD's against this, but did you try to go into his phone at all since he wouldn't let you see it when you confronted him?
I tried, but he was like, nah, and he like got up and walked away.
Mm. Mm. Trying to beat that cat with his dog. That's what he's trying to do.
Joey, is that what you got out of all of this?
Yeah. There's no other way, man. Like, if he wasn't there when she came, so I don't know what happened. I don't know how they connected, but if he's not wanting you to go through his text messages and she's hitting him up, there has to be something going on.
With the dog groomer, I'm okay with showing my lady, yeah, I'm not cheating on you with the dog groomer lady. Like, what else could we possibly be talking
about?
Are
you showing your lady by holding on to your phone with a death
yes.
grip?
Yeah.
So you're not handing over your phone, you're holding on to your phone.
Yeah, you think I'm just going to let her see everything?
That's
no.
wild.
What is in JD's phone?
I don't
this scares
know.
Me Nothing. Working with this guy.
It's my Nothing. Life's mission now.
I'll give the phone to you guys.
Hmm.
Just
oh,
not
okay,
my
perfect.
Lady.
Hand it on over, bud.
Hand it on over.
Let me find out.
Okay. What we're going to do is we're going to call your man Matthew up, offer him a free romantic hotel stay, and see who he wants to put on that reservation. And we'll find out, CeCe. If he says your name, then it was a misunderstanding. You know, you might owe him an apology of putting mm-hmm. him on the radio. Mm-hmm. But if he says his girl Claire, he has some explaining to do, and we'll give you the show at that point, okay?
Let's see.
All right. Hold on right there. By the way, Sienna, if JD gave you the phone, where you go first to look at his phone?
DMs
the
on
DMs?
IG.
Oh, those are nothing.
Okay, then text messages.
Light. Yeah.
Nope. You said DMs.
No, I'm seeing what he's Googling. I'm going through his web search.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nope. That's on a different computer.
All right.
Hello.
Hello. May I speak to Matthew?
Speaking.
Hi, Matthew. My name is Salinas, and I'm calling with the Aurora Hotel. And I have some awesome news for you. You're the winner of our free romantic giveaway for two.
Yeah, I'm not interested. Thank you. Have a good day, though.
Well, before you hang up, I wanted to let you know that we wanted to put you and a guest in a brand new penthouse suite along with the honeymoon package. So if you hang up, I do have to go to the next person with this grand prize.
I'm sure there's some type of catch, and you're going to take my credit card information. So I'm not interested. I appreciate your help, though.
Well, all we ask you in return for the free stay is a Google or Yelp review of your experience here at the Aurora Hotel. But other than that, we don't ask for any other personal information.
Okay, fine. Let's do it.
All right. Well, congratulations, Matthew. Really excited to set this up for you. And something fun we do here at the Aurora Hotel is address a sweet or saucy note to the guest you're bringing with you. So I'll give you a second to think on what you want this note to say here. And then I'll write it down when you're ready, okay?
Okay. I'm going to go with saucy.
Okay.
And I want to say, do you like it when I tease you?
Okay, I will write that down for you, Matthew. And just one more question for you. Who'd you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Claire.
Really quick, we got to let you know you're live on the radio legally. We got to let you know that with your girl, Cece. Our show's called The Morning Mess. Cece called us up concerned that maybe you might be seeing this girl, Claire, on the side. And obviously, you are.
I knew you was cheating. I knew you was seeing her.
First of all, hold on. I didn't initiate it. It was all her, I swear. Okay?
Here's the thing, Matthew. Let's play devil's advocate. Say she was coming on to you. Why couldn't you tell her, I can't? I'm a faithful man, and I'm with Cece. At some point, you could have turned her down.
I tried.
That makes it even worse. You could have said no. You had the opportunity to say no.
Right.
But you didn't. At no point did you stop what was happening.
Yeah.
Initially, I did say no.
Initially.
Means nothing now.
And then after she took her clothes off, I was like, okay.
Hey, man, you're not helping the situation at all.
You're not helping your own situation at all.
What did he want the note to say?
He wanted the note to say, do you like it when I tease you? And I will say, he made his voice all deep and stuff.
Yeah,
so.
I rubbed my nipple when you did that.
It was a joke.
Because,
you know, we tease our puppies and stuff.
No, I can't. It's over. You're done. There are no excuses.
Oh, God.
There's nothing you can say that's going to make this all right.
I will show you my phone.
Yeah, by the time she gets there, you're going to delete some.
Yeah, exactly. Man.
Yeah, come over. Late. Come. I'll let you see my phone in 45 minutes.
Hold on, Matthew.
You just don't want to admit it, ask for and beg for forgiveness. We do have counseling available if y'all do want to work on it. That's on Cece, obviously. But you just don't want to admit you cheated and you want to work on this and ask for forgiveness at all?
Come on, Claire. Please.
What name did you
get? You're a moron.
You're cooked.
No, you called your girl the side chick.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
First of all, Claire's not my side chick.
Okay.
You just called
Cece Claire.
See you later, Matthew.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's your funeral, buddy.
Hold on. You still there?
I'm still here.
I just want to make sure I was like a hang up on you. Hold on.
Oh, that's the dumbest person in a really, really long time.
Cece, you there? I'm so sorry.
I should have known better.
The part that hurt was him calling you his side chick's name.
I'm just happy that she's out of this relationship, man. Because really think about this, Cece. You could have married this dude. You could have had a family with this dude. That girl is a dog groomer. He is a dog, so.
Yeah.
I know that's right.
She picked the right profession. So thank God you got him out of your life.
Damn, and now I got to find somebody new to groom my dog.
Yeah.
Don't even think about it, Joey, whatever.
I was going to say something, but never mind.
Say it. I'm curious.
You're going to be all right, Cece.
Yeah, you're going to be good.
Yeah,
you're fine, Cece. Keep us posted, though, but thank God you're out of this relationship.
Thanks, guys.
Sometimes you got to risk it for a dog biscuit, baby. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you got to do that.